Deputy City Manager David Everett is overseeing the project. He's looking for council direction at Thursday's meeting about how to proceed. With the financial impacts of the COVID-19 crisis unknown, Park City is forging ahead with the district as the new center of creativity. Even though the funding source for the project, the 1% Municipal Transient Room Tax, or TRT, paid for by overnight guests, has been impacted, the city, he says, still sees a number of opportunities.
I've been in this business quite a while, and I've seen this, you know, for lack of a better term, the stimulative effect of doing these kinds of projects when the economy's in a really dark place. And I think that it's sort of ironically fortuitous timing in a way that we have an opportunity to really create jobs and bring people in to do the kind of construction work that this project would require at this time.
The city's partners in the project are the Kimball Arts Center and Sundance Institute. Both nonprofits are expected to purchase property from the city here on which they'll build their new headquarters. Both organizations have recently laid off staff members as they deal with the impacts of the coronavirus. Everett says they still have some time to get their plans and funding together as a lot of infrastructure work has to be completed first.
The city's still very enthusiastic about being partners with them moving forward, but we totally understand that they face different realities as nonprofit organizations. Timing is flexible in terms of the other organizations that would come on, and we're moving ahead with the city's portion of the project with that flexibility really baked into our plan, because a lot of the construction work, honestly, that needs to be done to get the district going, no matter when the partners came on, has to happen ahead of their construction regardless.
The funding for the development coming from the municipal TRT, he says, has been hit hard by the pandemic.
The conservative approach has been to not expect TRT revenues to return to pre-COVID levels until approximately fiscal year 25. Hopefully it'll come back sooner, but if not, you know, we're projecting that, and that with the way that budget works, with the way those cash flow works, we still are able to make the project pencil.
Even after the property is paid for, the TRT will continue to be collected for ongoing maintenance and operations for the district. This $70 million project does not include moving the substation or power lines nearby. The power lines, he says, have to be moved, a future discussion related but separate. Thursday's meeting, he says, will focus on the city's portion of the redevelopment.
The majority of the site is going to be a city-owned and managed property, which includes, as you know, significant affordable housing component and two levels of parking underground and a major transit transfer point for the region. So that also includes a really, really, I think, expansive and inclusive plaza area on the surface that really goes the length of the property there from Munchkin all the way down to almost to the point there at Kearns and Bonanza.
Right now, the plan contemplates 40 affordable housing units, 250 to 300 underground parking spots, and a major transit hub. The Park City Council meets Thursday, starting with this discussion at 4:30 via Zoom. Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.